Meanwhile, France is working hard to rally support for continued inspections as an alternative to war. France's foreign minister is traveling to three African nations that are currently members of the Security Council. France wants them to abstain or vote against the new UN resolution, setting a deadline for Iraqi disarmament. France is also trying to get the heads of state of the 15 Security Council members to come to the UN in person to cast their country's vote this week. Joining us now is NPR's Nick Spicer in Paris. Nick, why is it so important to France to win the support of these African nations?
Well, the foreign minister, Dominique de Villepin, is going because if two of these countries either abstain or vote against the resolution before the Security Council, then it fails. Now, France is out there saying that the lobbying it is undertaking with the Africans is done with respect for the sovereignty of these countries to make their own decisions, but it's really clear that it's playing an extremely tough diplomatic game against the United States in a region where countries desperately need economic assistance and where any decision to change trade ties can have catastrophic consequences. It's worth pointing out that de Villepin is actually following in the footsteps of a top American diplomat who was in the region last month. France has the advantage of being the former colonial ruler of both Cameroon and Guinea, which, along with Angola, make up the three countries that hold rotating seats. And it thinks that a recent pledge by African leaders in Paris to give inspections more time is reason to hope, but it's clear that the foreign minister wouldn't be in the region if France didn't have doubts about winning this fight for influence.
But France has a veto on the Security Council. Why does it need these votes?
Because France would really rather the resolution be killed by the largest number of countries possible and that it not have to use its veto. In other words, that the resolution fail by a failure of the U.S., Britain, Spain, and Bulgaria to convince the required majority of 9 members on the Council that Iraq must completely disarm by March 17th. France has a veto. It made clear again last Friday at the U.N. it was ready to use it. The sort of problem with that is it would no longer be on the moral high ground. It could not say, as it's been saying in the past, that its position represents that of a majority of nations in the world and the majority of world public opinion.
What about this idea that the heads of state of the 15 members of the Security Council should come to the UN to cast their vote? How likely is that? And why are they pushing for that? Why is France pushing for that?
I just spoke with President Chirac's office, and he's been on the phone all day, and they apparently have German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder signed up to come, and Chirac is planning to go. I don't know how likely it is that other leaders will come. Certainly Secretary of State Colin Powell has ruled out the participation of President Bush, but it's a French plan basically to get the leaders to come because they think the decision is important. In the French view, it's a life or death kind of decision for Iraq, and that the leaders involved should take personal responsibility for it.
Secretary of State Powell said today that there would be serious effects on U.S.-French relations if France were to use its veto in the Security Council. What might that mean for France?
Well, it wasn't really clear, at least seen from over here, what those effects would be, if it would be a cooling off of diplomatic relations or an attempt at some kind of trade sanctions or what. But a central warning from Washington to the French has been, if you don't sign up to this war, then the Security Council will become irrelevant, and that's the threat that the French can't take seriously or don't buy. They think the Council actually becomes irrelevant if it's just used to rubber stamp American decisions, and that actually the more damaging position is to say, as President Bush is doing, we will go to war whatever the Council says. The French like to point out that however angry Washington may be over a veto or over France's position, it will definitely in the future need allies to rebuild Iraq. The French say you can go to war alone, but you can't rebuild Iraq alone. There's money to think of, and there are also appearances to think of, unless you want to take the risk in the Arab world and in the Muslim world, giving the impression of creating an empire. So the French think you need the international community, so you need the UN, and therefore you have to work with one of its leading members, which is France.
NPR's Nick Spicer in Paris. Thanks so much, Nick.
Thank you, Lynn.